going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. Here we are. Welcome back to the week. It is Monday. It is May 12th, 5:29. Thank you guys for being here with us. It's a little windy out there, a little dreary, but yesterday was, and Saturday was so hot.
Oh my God.
I was like, what? Wait, how did we go to from spring to summer in a matter of one day? Like, that was just craziness.
I don't think Las Vegas really has a spring.
Yeah, it was nice and mild there for a little while. I was actually enjoying that, but yeah, it was really warm this weekend. It was absolutely beautiful, and beautiful yesterday for Mother's Day, but I just couldn't believe how we went from, it's like 60 to 90, like immediately. Yeah. Is crazy. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Yesterday, speaking of the weather, this never actually happens to me, but I was sitting down, I got back from the volleyball game, and I was eating lunch, and then all of a sudden, I felt like my nose was really runny. And so I went to go blow it, and I had a bloody nose.
Oh, my gosh.
I never have bloody nose, so I'm freaking out. I freak over, like, the littlest signs of blood, like, on me or anybody. So when I went to go blow my nose, it looked like a murder scene.
Oh, no. You know, why do you blow your nose when you have a bloody nose?
I didn't know I had a bloody nose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so when I went to look at it, I was like, ah, I'm freaking out. James is like, it's okay. And James is, like, the pro of bloody noses. He's like, you're going to roll the tissue into a cone. You're going to stuff it in there as high as you can and let it sit for 2 minutes. I'm like, ah, freaking out. And I'm like, I also think of you when I think of bloody noses, because don't you get them often?
I used to get them a lot. I haven't had one in a long time, knock on wood. I don't know why. I know that the ear, nose, and throat are all connected. And I told you I was having like an issue with my eye. And, and my doctor gave me these eye drops that help prevent your tears from evaporating. That was, nice. Was what was happening. It was dry eye. And I feel like there's like, it's like an oily substance in that. I feel like because of that oil, it's like making everything more hydrated, not just my eyes, but my nose and throat too. So maybe that's why I'm not getting bloody noses anymore. Oh, it's crazy.
That is cool. It's all how we're all connected.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm sorry. That is scary when you get those, especially when you get them in public, because you can't look cool with a nosebleed. I'm glad at least you're home with it.
And I was going to do the whole, because when I was a kid, when I had a bloody nose, what I was learned is that you put your nose and your head back. But I heard that that's not good for you, that you need to go down and look down and let it all out. So I'm learning all these things about bloody
noses.
Girl,
I put my head back. I always put my head. I don't know what they say, but I always stuff the tissue up my nose and just keep my head back. And then after a little while, you take it all out and it's usually gone by then.
So. She's a pro.
Yeah, exactly.
You listen to the pro. Yeah. That was really it for me. What's up with you?
Oh, man. It was a busy weekend. Not a lot of relaxation time, but it was busy in a good way. Yeah, I had volleyball, was hosting the Pro Volleyball Championship. So Friday, I got there at like 3 o'clock and I did not leave till like 10:30.
Because there was two games.
There was two games and one of them went 5 sets. The other one went 4 sets.
Wow.
So it was a really long day. On top of that, I was working here in the morning. So I got home and I was just dead to the world. Saturday during the day, I was able to, you know, sleep in and chill and just, you know, not do anything. And then in the afternoon, my friends had like a celebration of life for their mom who passed away. And so we went to that for a little while. Afterwards, met some friends for dinner. And then yesterday back to volleyball. And so the season is over and the champions are the Orlando
Valkyries.
Valkyries, thank you.
Yeah, no worries.
Like brain dead this morning. The Orlando Valkyries won. And so, yeah, it was a lot of fun. A lot of good attendance. And yeah, it was a good time.
Did you watch the Golden Knights game on Saturday night?
Yes.
I know we'll probably talk more about it, but I could not believe how that game ended on Saturday night. I was yelling. My neighbors are like, what is going on? Probably Momo's freaking out. James and I were just so excited how that game ended.
We were at dinner with our friends and we're sitting in a booth and there's no TVs around, but we're all like getting notifications on our phone, like what the score is. So finally Matt's like, forget it guys. And he puts the game on his phone and we all have it set up and we're all sitting there watching. And that last Riley Smith goal, and you know how at first the Golden Knights came on the ice and they're celebrating, and then the fans are like, no, no goal. And we're like, what's going on? What's going on? And then they showed the replay, and we all just started screaming.
Freaking
like,
out.
It was so cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to talk more about it because it was such a good game Saturday.
Yeah. So we've got that. We've got so much happening this morning. You definitely pick the right morning to listen. If you are looking to win some cool prizes, we've got tickets to see Lorde coming up this morning. She is coming to the MGM Grand Garden Arena on, let's see here, October 17th. And so if you want those tickets, 7:30 with the Mega Minute, we will be giving those away. And then right around 8:20 with Heads Up, we have a pair of tickets to go see Sheryl Crow when she comes to the Cosmopolitan on June 7th. That, so much more. Let's get to it. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears? This Kiss by Faith Hill. It's that pivotal moment. It's unthinkable. This kiss. Unsinkable. Or do you want to hear American Woman by Lenny Kravitz? American Woman. Get away from me. American Woman. Mama, let me be. Those are your choices. You can vote right now. You can do it a couple of ways. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or text or call us right now, 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. I was reading this study about how people are becoming emotionally attached to their Roombas.
Like the vacuums?
The vacuums, like full on relationship with these little robotic vacuums, naming them, dressing them up, talking to them like they're roommates. One woman said that she actually arranged her furniture to make life easier for her Roomba.
Hey.
Like, she was trying not to stress out her Roomba. I mean, I don't even do that for guests. Like, are you kidding me? But the funny thing is, our Roomba, we named our Roomba. His name is Bronco. And he's just a cute little guy. And he goes trotting around and picking up stuff off our floor. And it's literally, I have to remind myself, this is a vacuum and it's not a person, but I give it personality traits. I feel like he does have a personality. And it got me thinking, like, are there other inanimate objects in your life that you secretly, or maybe not so secretly, form a bond with? Like, maybe you talk to your car like it's your emotional support Honda, or maybe your water bottle has a name and a personality and you panic if it's not right next to you. What object do you treat like a person or like a pet or like a best friend who just gets you? Do you do that?
I relate so much to this, and it's not really inanimate, but it's our plant. Our plant is named Art. And Art is a monstera plant, and it has grown from this little one little leaf to 20, almost 20 leaves over the past 3 to 4 years. And I get why people are plant people. Like, you see this one little thing grow into this beautiful thing that makes so much joy. Like, that's my routine. When I come home, I take Momo out, and right when I take Momo out, we get back, I open the blinds for Art, I talk to Art, I sing to Art. There's some type of relationship there with my plant.
Well, and that is a living thing. However, I have read, and I'm the same way with my plants, that if you talk to your plants and you form a bond with them, they grow faster. They grow easier, and that actually helps them so much.
So I'll just start singing to it, like, got me looking so crazy right now. And then Art, I feel like, is dancing with me.
it's so funny how we give these things personality traits. What is it for you? 702-364-9400. I don't care what anyone says. Like, my iPad is basically my emotional support tablet. Like, I named her. I call her a her. She's a she.
She's a cute little girl.
Yeah, her
okay.
Her name's Pixie, and she has a pink case. And she basically, when I'm home, like, I take her everywhere. I'm like walking around. She goes around with me. I carry her in the house like a toddler with a blankie. If I need to watch something, she's there. If I need to play Candy Crush for 2 hours in total denial of my responsibility, she's there. Pixie's got me. She's seen me through insomnia. She's seen me through bad moods. She's seen me through awkward family gatherings.
She's seen it all.
Honestly, if I could strap her in like one of those baby Bjorn things that they have, I would totally do it.
You could probably find one on Amazon, Mercedes. Next Mother's Day.
Baby Bjorn for iPads. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday, May 12th. It is 6:03. Thank you guys for getting up early with us, starting the week off with us. A belated happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. I hope you guys had a great one. Definitely a beautiful day to celebrate, have some brunch outside. It was gorgeous yesterday. A little hot, but very gorgeous.
It was a beautiful day. At my home, we were having a great day, and until someone really made me upset. And not only was I upset, but I got a little emotional over it because I got attached to this one thing I found on the internet.
Uh-oh.
So I'm on a full-on war, and I'm not talking about like a war with a neighbor or a coworker, but a girl on Poshmark.
Uh-oh.
Poshmark, you know the site.
Yeah.
The secondhand like clothes and stuff like that. And I found this one item that I fell in love with. It's a Ralph Lauren patriotic maxi skirt. And I'm looking for stuff for the Cowboy Carter tour. And when Beyonce comes in a couple months, I'm like, I want to be prepared. I want to have like a bold statement piece. And this Ralph Lauren maxi skirt originally cost $650. It's like, obviously I'm not going to buy it for original price. So when I saw it on Poshmark, I was like, oh my God, here's my place to bid it and maybe get an offer that is such a great deal. So she priced it for this girl. This girl name's Rachel, okay? Rachel on Poshmark posts it for $250. I mean, obviously it's not $650, but $250 is just way out of my budget. So I put in an offer for $50. And I think
$50. Oh my God. I would be so insulted.
And I think
you've got a strike against you now, babe.
I know. I know. I think I do because I'm like, let's just try. Let's see what she does.
$50. I'd be like, yeah, right, lady. I'll blow my nose with this skirt before I sell it for $50.
So I'm on a full on bidding war now, right? Or offer war. So I go 50. She's like, all right, I'll do 195.
Wow, I'm shocked she came down that fast, that low.
I'm like, okay, we're in a good battle here. So then I said, 60. She goes, 195. I'm like, no, she's not budging.
Nope.
So I go, 70. She goes, fine, 185. I'm like, oh, she's coming down, she's coming down. I go up another 10. I offer 80. She goes, nope, 185.
Oh, that's it. You reached her limit.
She did she kept going 185, and I finally went to my max, and I knew my budget was only going to be $100. She goes 185, and then after I gave my max of 100, so I declined it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if that's out of your budget, it's out of your budget. You know, you can't pay extra for something that is not in the budget, but at the same time with her $600 skirt for $50, yeah, right.
Yeah, no kidding. You know? So I'm kind of sad about it because I got really attached to that red and white and blue patriotic skirt that I knew would make a statement at the Cowboy Carter tour. And James is like, you're not going to get it. This whole time, he's like, you're not going to get it. Don't get your hopes up. He's like, you just had a red, white, and boohoo moment.
Oh, that's so sad. There's so many red, white, and blue skirts out there, though. I'm looking, and they're not Ralph Lauren, but there's a lot of, like, patriotic skirts out there. They're not as cool as that one, but still, it's gonna be dark. Oh, I just found one for $26.99 on Amazon, and it's sparkly.
Oh, is it sequenced?
Wait, let me see here.
Because I don't do sequence.
Oh, it's not sequence.
Sequence. You know sequin, the material?
No, yeah, I know. Yeah. I own a lot of them.
You do. You wear a lot of that sequin stuff.
No, it's not sequin. It's says American flag women's summer midi skirt casual lightweight beach skirt. It's really cute though. It doesn't look too beachy to me. And okay, they have different versions of it too.
Am I just going all white?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
You've got time. That's the good news, you know? Mm-hmm. You've got plenty of time to
find out.
Send
your recommendations,
outfit.
Mercedes. You know what? I need to be more open-minded.
You know, when you have your heart set on something, you gotta give yourself some time to grieve when you can't get it. So
thank
I
you.
Totally understand where you're coming from. All right, we've got a lot coming up on the show this morning. You guys, we've got tickets to see Lorde. Win them before you can buy them tickets. They don't go on sale till Friday, and we're giving away a pair with the Mega Minute this morning, 7:30. Be listening for that. Also, right around 8:20, we have heads up for Sheryl Crow tickets. She's going to be at the Cosmopolitan. That's going to be so much fun. So tickets on the way, but coming up next, we have What's Trending. Taylor Swift just got subpoenaed in a legal battle that she had zero part in. That and more coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Taylor Swift is trending this morning. So she has been subpoenaed by Justin Baldoni's legal team in his legal battle with Blake Lively over alleged sexual harassment and defamation related to the movie It Ends With Us. Swift's team were very critical of this move, saying it is designed to use her name to draw public interest by creating tabloid clickbait instead of focusing on the facts of the case. And her reps emphasized that she had no involvement with the film. Beyond licensing one song, she said Taylor Swift never set foot on the set of the movie. Lively had previously accused him of harassment and orchestrating a smear campaign after she filed a complaint, and he denied the allegations. He countersued Lively, claiming she used her friendship with Swift to undermine him. So here's what they're saying happened. This is wild. I guess she brought in Taylor Swift to like ambush Justin Baldoni. So Blake allegedly invited Justin Baldoni to her New York City home back in 2023 to discuss a scene in the movie that they disagreed on.
Okay.
And so when he got there, he was like ambushed by Taylor and Ryan Reynolds. Oh. And he's saying they pressured him to accept Blake's ideas for the scene. And so there's this text after the fact where Blake sent it to Justin and it said, "If you ever get around to watching Game of Thrones, you'll appreciate that I'm Khaleesi, and like her, I happen to have a few dragons."
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I think, okay, continue.
So she continues, she wrote, "For better or worse, but usually better, because my dragons also protect those I fight for." So at the time, he didn't seem too upset by it. He actually replied to it. He wrote, "I really love what you did. It really does help a lot. Makes it so much more fun and interesting. And I would have felt that way without Ryan and Taylor." So he complimented her. He wrote, "You really are a talent across the board. Really excited and grateful to do this together."
This whole thing is such a mess. I mean, well, one, where we are right now with what you just said, and I'm isolating this moment, I really think that Justin has validity in being ambushed in a sense where you're intending just to talk to Blake, but then of course you have these high profile husband and best friend Taylor Swift and Ryan Reynolds coming at you to really pressure you, I feel, to get what Blake wants. Do you think, my question for you is, do you think that Justin was in the right for subpoenaing Taylor Swift in this case?
For subpoenaing her?
Yeah.
I do, if this happened. I do. He was ambushed by them. And I thought, oh gosh, this is just a way to bring in Taylor Swift and make it bigger. But when I saw this story, I was like, wow, they literally like backed him into a corner. And he seemed very gracious at the time. But then, you know, sometimes you're in a situation and you don't realize how bad it is until like you really think about it and absorb it. And you're like, wow, I can't believe that person did that to me. At the time, you didn't realize it, but then you look back on it. And so, she's coming out with her allegations there. Then he comes out with his countersuit and everyone's like, oh, he's just doing it because she got to him first. Well, no, it sounds like he may have something himself.
Yeah. And I think about Taylor Swift in this case, like, if I'm best friends, let's say like we're together, right? Me and you, me and Mercedes are out and you're telling me about what you want to do for this movie. I'm 100% going to back you up.
Yeah.
I'm 100% going to be like, look, if you need me to talk to Justin, I will. And I will back you up. So I get, as a best friend, Taylor Swift in this position. But then there's the behind the scenes part where you said last week or so, where Travis Kelce unfollowed Ryan Reynolds. That's messy.
Yeah, I don't know what is going on here. It is one giant mess. And you know we'll keep talking about it and bring you more information on it. And that is what's trending. Nix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Happy belated Mother's Day to all the moms out there. And while yesterday, in theory, is supposed to be a relaxing day, pampering, brunch, all that I think is purely in theory. Are there any moms out there that had the most on Mother's Day ever? 702-364-9400. I signed up for it, so I really have no right to complain, but I spent Friday and Mother's Day working at the Pro Volleyball Championship. So instead of, a spa day, I hear whistles and people yelling "side out" and, cheering all day. I wasn't expecting a crown and a parade or anything, but I also, courtside mimosas would have been a nice touch. I'm just saying, you know what I mean?
Oh my God, I know. Because yesterday after, because I did the pre-remote before the game started, and I'm like, man, Mercedes is working on Mother's Day. Right when the game starts, I'll go say hi real quick and say happy Mother's Day. And you seemed very calm and composed, but I know in your head, you have thousands of thoughts going through. And I'm like, she's busy. I'm just going to say quick hi and then leave. leave.
No, it was so nice to see you. It gave me a little break. There was, yeah, there was a lot going on. And all, whenever I get to see your smiling face, it always puts me in a good mood for sure. So that was very nice. And it made me feel really good that you took the time to come down and say hi to me.
Well, of course. And then after the game, I mean, did, you know, Brooklyn or Matt spoil you?
Yeah. So, we went home and I took a nap. And yes. So I slept for about an hour. And then we got up and they took me out to dinner. And it was really nice. And then we came home and opened some presents and they got me some really nice things. So it wasn't a total loss.
Oh, good.
And I'm more having fun with it than anything. It was funny because when we got to the restaurant, you know, all these moms are walking out with flowers and all dressed up. And I'm like, oh, I'm so tired. 702-364-9400. Who had the most on Mother's Day, mothers? Let's talk to Joy. Hey, Joy, good morning. What happened?
Hi, good morning, Ricky. So it didn't happen to me, but it happened to my friend. She told me that she took a nap and her son put a shark toy in the bathroom sink and plugged it up and let the water run and forgot about it.
Oh, no.
And the house flooded up to the baseboard.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, no.
That is what she woke up to after her nap?
Yes.
Oh, happy Mother's Day, Mom. Deal with this. I'm so sorry. Please give your friend our love. That is not a fun Mother's Day at all. Tammy, good morning. Did you have an un-Mother's Day Mother's Day?
Good morning, Mercedes and Steph. I did. So it was a little bit bittersweet. I spent all day moving into a new home. So I was moving furniture from 9 a.m. until past midnight.
Oh, my God.
I think that I try to look at the bright side. Like, you moved into a new home. That's great. And you're like, but you also did it on Mother's Day.
I'm happy about that.
Yes. There's always a bright side to it all, right?
We should have got movers for Tammy on Mother's Day.
Seriously. Let's talk to Lisa. Lisa, what was your on Mother's Day?
Hi. Good morning, Mercedes. I signed up for it and listening to the flood that one of your listeners that they had, I feel blessed.
Yeah, you have to look at it that way. And there's a lot worse things that could happen for sure. But what happened with you?
I hosted brunch at my home. I have an elderly mother I care for. Brought her over to my home, all her grandchildren there. Beautiful day going, and she had an episode. In the meantime, she was feeding her dog Sausage that had an accident on my brand new carpet.
Oh no!
How did it end, Lisa? Please tell me it ended okay, though.
Lots of hugs and kisses, and just going with it. It can be difficult with the dementia, but once again, I feel blessed. It was just. Yeah, by the time I got her home and got her tended to and got back, all my guests had left and I had a mess.
Yeah, Lisa, you have to look at the bright side. You got to be with your mom and it sounds like some very stressful moments. But at the end of the day, it's a Mother's Day you probably won't ever forget. Am I right?
Absolutely.
We got that memory there going, Lisa. That's it. You have a really good attitude about it. It's like, yeah, we signed up for this stuff. We signed up for it. So we're not going to be victim here, but it's just funny. Just got this text that said, I walked a 5K, went to the mall, and fixed my washing machine.
That sounds like a normal Sunday, not a Mother's Day.
That actually sounds absolutely fantastic. Now you have a working washing machine. Congratulations.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
A key witness for the prosecution in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial is reportedly missing ahead of opening statements today. So the witness who's ID'd as Victim 3 had promised to testify that the rapper and music mogul sexually exploited her, but now the prosecution says it can't get in contact with her. He's pleaded not guilty to racketeering, sex trafficking, other charges. Prosecutors allege he threatened and coerced women for sex, but his lawyer says his relationships were consensual. The defense is expected to jump on this development and ask for a mistrial, but they do say that Cassie Ventura is scheduled to be the first witness today. So this should be very interesting.
So if that person isn't found, they just have to reschedule, or do you know the process?
I think they just don't have them. But like I said, the prosecutor or the defense is going to ask for a mistrial no matter what. They just want to get this done with. But I think they just don't have that witness, which is just added testimony that could convict him. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens if they locate her, if they find out why she's in hiding all of a sudden, what's going on, you know?
Yeah, because obviously Diddy's people are not in jail. It's like all of his posse and stuff. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
We don't want to like assume they have something to do with it, but yeah, you just don't know what's going on.
No.
Yeah,
and so that's scary. I hope she gets found.
Also this morning, Steve Irwin's 26-year-old daughter, Bindi, she was rushed to a hospital here in Las Vegas for emergency surgery after her appendix ruptured. Her brother shared the news at the annual Steve Irwin Gala, which was Saturday here in Las Vegas. He says she's going to be okay, but surgery, out of all the things that we were ready for, was not one of them. She's just come out on the other side of endometriosis, and now the appendix goes. Health is so important. It really is. He said she came to Las Vegas and was ready to come to the gala, and that she was really sad and devastated that she and her mom couldn't be here, but she's expected to make a speedy recovery. She also shared photos with her brother Robert and their mom Terry the night before the gala. The Steve Irwin Gala raises funds and awareness for wildlife conservation. But yeah, poor Bindi.
Yeah,
taken out by that.
That whole family, it warms my heart whenever I see them in the media or just them talking. I feel like their Australian accent, or just Australian accents in general, it's very warm and comforting. It makes me feel like hospitable in their eyes.
I really admire how those two kids have grown up, and if their dad could see them now, how proud would they be of him? I mean, they are just extraordinary human beings. And then when I look at Robert, the son, I feel like I'm looking at Steve Irwin.
Yes.
It's just crazy.
Have you seen photos of him with his shirt off?
Oh yeah. I've seen those.
Hello.
I feel dirty for I've seen this kid grow up. Like, we don't do that.
This is weird.
This is very weird. Okay. Finally this morning, normally when someone says, "Oh, your ears must have been burning," they're implying that people were talking about you favorably, right? You know, that's what you think. But what if they were not? There's a new study out that says that 15% of people would rather be trash talked behind their backs than not mentioned at all.
What's the percentage?
15%.
Okay.
Yeah. Researchers did a bunch of experiments with people, and in the end, they found that a solid 64% of people want to be gossiped about behind their backs when it's something positive. Roughly 25% want to be talked about when it's ambiguous. It could be either something good or it could be something bad. And 15%, 1 in 7, say they want people gossiping about them about something negative. If the alternative is that people don't talk about them at all. So it's either they don't talk about you at all, or it's something negative about you. Which do you choose?
Nothing at all.
Yeah,
just
that's what I
keep my name out your mouth. Don't even try. Like, it's weird.
But honestly, if you're not being talked about, are you even living? Like, seriously?
Like, are you even important if we're not talking to you about your heart? You know, regardless, you're important.
The researchers say it proves that for a good chunk of people, social invisibility is worse than being bad mouth. That means you're not relevant at all. So
at least you're being talked about regardless if it's good or bad.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if you're talking trash about me behind my back, just make sure you're pronouncing my name correctly. That's all I
have. Mercedes or Mercedes?
Yeah, or Mertz. Either one.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching. Phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Hey, Kyle, you're caller 20. How you doing this morning, Kyle?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good. You ready to win with Beat Mercedes?
Absolutely.
Let's do it. An $825 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. It's yours. If and when you can guess the song faster than I can, I'm going to leave the studio. And you're going to do this, Kyle. It's a Monday. You're going to start your week off right with this beautiful diamond pendant, okay?
All right. I love it.
All right. Good luck. Bye, Mercedes. She's leaving the studio, taking her headphones off. Okay, Kyle, let's do this. On a Monday, you are going to guess the song faster than Mercedes. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, shout out, got it, super loud. We stop the clock, and within 5 seconds, you got to give me something, okay?
Okay.
All right, the next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Oh, no.
And that's 20 seconds. Kyle, nothing?
Nothing.
No guesses?
Nothing.
Oh, my
Such
heart.
A classic.
It is a classic. Okay, we're going to bring Mercedes in. Mercedes, Kyle, you said you work in Henderson. Where do you work at?
I work at Gate Access Services.
Oh, that's cool. What do you do there?
We work on anything to do with gates and gate automation.
Oh, nice. Oh, cool, okay, cool. Kyle, well, Mercedes is back.
Hello.
Hold okay, up. You ready to do this?
Yes, I am ready.
Okay, the next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Got it. All My Life by Casey and JoJo.
Final answer?
Yes.
I love how you smiled so big.
I am having flashbacks.
Oh, yeah. Like, high school, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Major flashbacks.
Well, you stop the clock at 1.7 seconds.
Okay.
And you are correct.
Okay.
All My Life by Casey and JoJo. On the other hand, Kyle went the full 20 and didn't know the song.
I'm sorry, Kyle. Maybe that's just before your time. No shame in that game. No shame in that game. Yeah, it is a classic. You need to school yourself on a little Casey and JoJo, some Jodeci. Like, there's
the R&B.
Yeah, yes. There's a whole genre right there that needs to be explored. So I'm sorry, Kyle, but the good news is tomorrow morning, $150 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. When you beat me, it's all every day, 7 o'clock, you have a chance to play Beat Mercedes. And I mean, we have to play it now. Just excuse me while I sit back and reminisce about the good old days. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Welcome back from the weekend. You know you love someone when blank. Now, we're not talking just any love. We're talking Las Vegas love. The kind of love that proves itself not through like flowers or romantic dinners, but through suffering. And Steph, you've got the prime example of this. What happened?
Suffering's a great word, Mercedes. And I do it because I love my husband so much. And I know he would do the same for me. So this past Friday, my husband has a work bonding event. And he goes, you know, I got a work event. I'd love to have you maybe drop me off if that's okay. If not, I can get an Uber. I'm like, oh, where is it at? He goes, it's at the Luxor. I'm like, oh, what's at the Luxor? He goes, we have a bonding event at Play Playground. Well, okay, yeah, I'll drop you off. It's right at the beginning of the strip. We don't live too far. We're right by South Point. I'll drop you off.
Is that the beginning of the strip to you, or is that the end of the strip to you?
To me, I think that's the beginning.
Oh, it's the end of me. Really? I feel like the beginning starts north and it ends south.
Huh.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm just curious what everyone else thinks on that. That's not our actual question, but please chime in on that. Is that the Mandalay Bay Luxor area the beginning of the strip or the end of the strip? 702-364-9400. Continue.
Like okay. So I'm like, all right, no problem. Drop you off. We get there and Google Maps is telling me to drop him off at the north entrance of the Luxor. And if just for a visual, it's kind of by the T-Mobile Arena on that side. And I'm like, no problem. It's the Uber drop off pickup. And I drop him off and he's all good to go. He's walking into the casino and he texts me maybe about 20 minutes later. And he goes, hey, just a heads up. When you pick me up, the main entrance is much closer to the playground. Can you pick me up from there? I'm like, no problem, babe. I love you. I'll do that for you. I go back to pick him up. I tell him I'm on my way. I'm at the lobby. You can't miss me. I'm right in front of a white shuttle, which is like 20 shuttles, by the way. There's like 20 white shuttles in the front of the lobby. So I'm very specific. I'm like, once you exit the Luxor of the lobby and the main entrance, you're going to turn right and you can't miss me. So he's texting me, he's calling me, and he's lost. He can't find me. I'm like, oh my gosh, dude. How many drinks did you have? He goes, oh, yeah, like two or three. I swear to you, I'm not that buzzed. I'm like, all right, fine. He's like, all the Egyptians look the same.
Oh, man, he can't find his way out of the Luxor?
He can't. So finally, I'm guiding him. I'm like, look at your Find My. Look at your Find My. And he's trying to find me on his phone while talking to me at the same time. Luckily, he found me. We were all good to go. But I feel like there are certain things you have to prove to yourself or to your loved one that you love someone by doing certain things here in Las Vegas.
It's the Las Vegas edition of You Know You Love Someone When Blank. 702-364-9400. How do you show your love to someone by doing something that is very Las Vegas specific? I always know my husband loves someone when they're visiting in town and he agrees to take the scenic route because they wanted to see the Sphere. So instead of going directly where we need to go, he takes the scenic route so we can go right by the Sphere and they can, oh, look at that. That's when I know he loves someone. He cares about them when he does that. That, and you know you love someone when you help someone move in Las Vegas during the summer. Ooh. I have helped two people do that and they were only people I loved. Everyone else I found an excuse for.
Oh so. My God. You know, thinking of the middle of the summer, my sister in-law came to visit the summer we moved to Las Vegas. We moved in June of 2019. 2 weeks later, she came to visit. She wanted to take a picture in front of the Las Vegas sign.
Oh, man.
That is love.
That is love. Taking them to that in the middle of the summer. 702-364-9400. What is the Las Vegas edition of showing someone you love them? And also, where does the strip start and where does it end? Hey, Christy, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, the end of the strip is like the Luxor and stuff like that. That's the end.
Yeah, I feel like that's the end too. Like, it starts up north. Like, Ramon, where do you think it starts?
The stratosphere.
The stratosphere. Is the first, and then it goes down from there.
Yeah, because going south, you're leaving Las Vegas.
Oh, like you think like the main part of Las Vegas is like downtown area.
Well, no. The north, the strip starts in the north because if you keep going south, you're leaving Las Vegas.
Well,
right?
I mean, you could technically leave Las Vegas going north.
That's true, too.
Yeah, I was like, and east and west.
Right. But no, but yeah, the strip starts at the strip.
Okay.
Okay, now you know, Steph. I think it's because you live down there.
I think so,
so
too.
You're looking at it that way. That's why it starts there for you.
And I'm from California, and whenever I came to visit from California, I would go from that side.
I totally get your perspective. Abby, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What is the Las Vegas edition of showing someone you love them?
So for Mother's Day, my husband gave me $500 so I could gamble.
Oh, yeah. And did you win?
I did not.
Oh, that's okay.
It's
but
okay. We had a fun time.
Yeah, it's only in Las Vegas that you see someone do that. I mean, I'm sure there are other cities with the casinos, but it's just different here. We just got this text. It says, you know that you love someone when you agree to brunch at any restaurant on the strip, knowing the wait is going to be an hour and a half and you're going to have to pay $12 for a glass of orange juice. Yeah, those out-of-towners love to brunch on the strip. Mm-hmm. Let's talk to Nora Lynn. Nora Lynn, hey, good morning. What do you think?
Yes, hi.
Hey.
For me, the beginning of this trip is by South Point because we're from California, so it's always the beginning.
Yes, it's all perspective, you know. It if you look on it on a map, I say it goes that way, but I can totally see where you Californians are coming from, where it would start there because that's where you're coming into the city from.
And you, going back to the Las Vegas sign, have you ever been?
Never.
What?
Not one single time have I been there. I've driven by it several times, but I've never stopped at it all the years I've lived
here. To show you my love, we're going to go to the Las Vegas sign one day. Take a picture.
I'm okay.
She said, maybe not today.
I love you, but no. And also, it's getting really hot outside. So, Mix 94.1.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Calvin, how are you?
I'm Mercedes. Good morning.
Good morning. You're caller 20. You ready to do this? I want to get you these Lord tickets. Win them before you can buy them.
I want to win them.
Okay, so here's the deal. You know how it works, right? 60 seconds, 10 questions, get them all correct, and the tickets are yours, okay?
Right.
We got this.
Let's try it.
Yes.
I'm going to give it my best shot.
You got it. We're going to do this together.
All right, Calvin. Calvin, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. Okay, Calvin, your 60 seconds for the Mega Minute. It starts now.
What is the plural of tooth? Yes. How many minutes are in 2 hours?
120.
Yes. What sport is in the 1989 movie Field of Dreams?
Baseball.
Yes. Athens is the capital of what country?
Athens. Pass.
What is the main ingredient in tempura batter?
Flower.
Yes. In the song Nice and Slow, at what time does Usher say he was cruising the street?
What time?
Yes.
A bat.
In what movie does Reese Witherspoon play a Harvard Law student?
I just saw that movie. I forgot
the
title of the movie. I know
what you're talking about. What U.S.? That's time. Calvin, I'm so sorry. We only got through 7 of the questions. We passed on a bunch. So Athens is a capital of what country? That is Greece. In the song Nice and Slow, at what time does Usher say he was cruising the street? It's 7 o'clock on the dot. I'm in my drop top cruising the street. So that was 7 o'clock. In what movie does Reese Witherspoon play a Harvard Law student? That is Legally Blonde. And yeah, I'm sorry, Calvin. That means you are not a winner. And caller 20, you get the tickets right now, two of them, to see Lorde as she comes to town, MGM Grand Garden Arena on October 17th. Caller 20, you get them right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right, hold on to your hats, literally. There's a wind advisory in effect from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. today, and the weather alert day has been extended because of it. Winds are not going to be a joke today. We're talking 25 to 35 miles per hour winds, gusts hitting up to 55 miles per hour.
What?
Yeah, that's the did my patio furniture just fly into my neighbor's yard level of windy.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty windy. So expect blowing dust, low visibility, possible power outages, and tree limbs doing their best impression of boomerangs, you know. So yeah, you may want to rethink that patio umbrella today. You might want to put that down and take it out if you have a few minutes this morning.
I never knew that Las Vegas had crazy wind weather like this, but when I moved here, and it's not like there's a season of all, you know, the winds are going to be high. It is all year round.
There is wind all the time. Like, yeah.
And then yesterday when I was driving to Lee's Family Forum for the volleyball event, I was on the 215, and all of a sudden, there's a rug, like, on the freeway, like a carpet rug.
Just someone's rug.
Yeah. Just flying around.
I know, like, when stuff falls off of your car, it amazes me, like, how many people just are like, oh, well, you know. I think if a rug fell off of my car, I would get off the freeway, turn around, try to get back on, and try to do something. I know it's not safe, but... Yeah, what's the whole protocol there? Are you supposed to just leave it? But not just because I want it back, also for the safety of the other drivers, you know? There's got to be a better way. But then again, now you're risking your life trying to get it out of the way. So what's the protocol on something like that?
And then at this point, by the time you turn around, get back on the freeway, it's gone.
Yeah.
You don't know where it's at.
It's just crazy. Mm-hmm. It's the wind. The wind clears all of it out. Also this morning, tickets for Benson Boone's American Heart Tour, they went on sale. Friday is when they went on sale. You had to be quick on your feet. So it's funny because I did the pre-sale and I got in and I had tickets and I was like, I'll wait. They were like regular price, like I think $171 or something like that. And I was like, should I buy these? I'm like, nah, they'll be there later. Oh my gosh, when they went on sale on Friday, they sold out in 9 seconds.
What?
9 seconds. The whole tour.
Not just the T-Mobile Arena. Just
no,
like,
the whole tour.
Oh my God.
Benson posted it online. He's like, sold out in 9 seconds. Bruh, thank you. Thank you. He shared that post on Instagram. His tour is going to kick off in Minnesota in August. He's going to hit up cities like Chicago, Boston, New York, and Las Vegas. And he's going to wrap things up in October in Salt Lake City. Not confirmed if he's going to add additional tour dates at this time. But yeah, you had to be hot on it. I didn't realize that they would sell out like that. Otherwise, I would have grabbed that pair of tickets when I had them.
How huge has Benson Boone just, like, the popularity of him? I just had no idea.
He's blown up. Yeah, he is definitely blown up, and good for him. Like, I do like him. I think he's a good showman too. He's mm-hmm. not just about the voice. He's about putting on a show, and that's what I think I like best about him.
And the backflips. Yeah. Can't forget the backflips of Benson Boone.
I mean, I hope he doesn't land wrong on one of these at some
day.
Point. I'm just worried about that. Not going to lie.
He's going to get older, and then one day he's going to can't do those backflips as much.
He's just going to lay on the ground and just flip.
Do a somersault.
Yeah. Finally, this morning, everyone needs 8 hours of sleep a night, right? Not necessarily. There's a new study out that shows that the amount of sleep you need for good health might depend on where you're from. So the idea of needing 8 hours of sleep is suggested by the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, but they did some research and they found they looked at people on different continents, and they found that sleep varies by culture.
Huh.
So some cultures really thrive on less sleep, like Japan. The average was 6 hours and 18 minutes, while others need more to stay healthy, like just over 7 hours in the U.S. There's not a one-size-fits-all rule for sleep, and this could really change how doctors and experts give advice about sleep and making it more based on your background, your heritage, and your lifestyle.
So you're telling me it's where we live or where, like, our parents are from, like from the Philippines or from Mexico?
They're finding, it's not definite, but this study found that there is a connection to what part of the world you live in and how much sleep and what culture you are from compared to other cultures.
That is so crazy. Is there any more other countries that show how many time, how many hours and minutes we need?
No, I mean, I'm sure there is if you read the study. I don't have the whole study here. What I have, are you looking for a specific country?
Let's say Mexico.
Mexico, the average is just over 7 hours that you need for sleep. The most was France. France, you need almost 8 hours.
Wow.
Right after that was the Netherlands. And then I'm literally looking at their study right now. And then New Zealand. And then the least amount was, Japan. They like hardly need any sleep. Taiwan was right next to them. South Korea. It looks like the Asian countries need a lot less sleep than the rest of the world.
Well, I mean, I'm not from those, but I need to. I think I like run on 5 hours of sleep. I'm fine. But once I hit like the 1 p.m., 2 p.m. mark of the day, I need at least like a 30-minute nap to an hour.
Well, I mean, maybe, maybe you're not from those countries.
Yeah.
Maybe you're not from, like, your hair. I know your heritage is the Philippines, but maybe the Mexico side of you is, like, rounding it out, you know?
No kidding.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Have you ever gone somewhere and like you just totally missed the dress code or you just did not dress appropriately for the occasion? This weekend, I was so embarrassed. It was Saturday And Matt and I went to our friend's mother's celebration of life. It's a good friend of mine. Her mom passed away. Her mom was a wonderful woman. And I was just really looking forward to spending some time with them. And so we're getting dressed. And, you know, I put on a black dress as one would, I would think.
You would think, yeah, at a funeral.
And Matt even said to me, he's like, my black polo shirt's dirty. Do you think it would be okay if I wore blue? And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine. But the whole time I'm thinking, ugh.
What kind of blue are we talking about? Like, what shade?
It was like, not a navy blue. I would say like a cornflower blue. It was okay. It was darkish, but not. No, cornflower is kind of light. Like maybe on the verge of turquoise, but not quite. Okay. A little darker than turquoise. So he wore it, but the whole time I'm thinking, oh man, he's going to stick out like a sore thumb in his blue shirt, but what else, what are we going to do? So we get there and I walk in and everyone's in blue. And I'm like, what the heck is happening? I didn't know it, but apparently it was word of mouth that blue was her favorite color. So everyone should wear blue. But guess who didn't get the memo? This girl. I walk in wearing black from head to toe. Black dress, black tights, black shoes. Like I am the Grim Reapers plus one.
Stop.
I, looking around, I'm like, oh my God. So meanwhile, Matt, who just on a total fluke wore blue because his black shirt was dirty, he looks like he belongs in the family photo. He looked like he was just there, supportive, celebrating with them. And I look like his emotional support goth who just walked in with him. I was like so mortified.
Oh,
I couldn't believe it. And I told my friend, I walked in, I'm like, I'm sorry I wore black. And she's like, it's okay. I'm like, yeah, but like looking at everyone wearing blue. I just, has anyone else been in that situation where you completely dressed wrong for the occasion, wrong theme, maybe too dressy, maybe not dressy enough? What was your outfit fail story? 702-364-9400. Vanessa, what happened to you?
So we went to a wedding in St. George. I saw the theme on the invitation. It said purple, but I figured that's like the decoration. I didn't notice. So me and my daughter show up in yellow because it was a summer wedding.
Oh, no. Everyone's in purple but you guys?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It was so bad.
That's like, you're mortified. You're like, well, that's nice of them to let me know what color the decorations are going to be. But I'm going to wear my yellow dress and that's going to be that. So has that ever happened to you?
So this was actually for my birthday for your 18th birthday in the Philippines, or for the Filipino culture, it's called a debutante. And for my debut, on my mom put on the invitation, all guests must wear black, okay? It's plain and simple, right on the invitation. Everyone's starting to come to the birthday party, and then I'll never forget my friend Tim Milano. He comes in, he's wearing these khaki pants, this white button-up long sleeve with a gray vest and a red tie. He walks in like, what? Why is everyone wearing all black? He came straight to me. He apologized. He asked if I wanted him to go back home and change. I said, I'm not going to have you go back all the way home and change. But in all the pictures at the end, it's like everybody, me in all in an all white dress. And then there's Tim on the side. And he's like,
just,
hey.
Like standing out like a sore thumb.
Yes.
Christy, good morning. When did you have a major outfit fail?
Okay, so I feel your pain, Mercedes. I went to a funeral last week, and I wore a white skirt. I don't know what I was thinking, and I walked in, everybody,
what? Wait, what kind of white skirt are we talking about? Like a mini skirt, a long white skirt?
Okay, it was above my knees.
Oh, wow, look at you, sassy pants.
That's a celebration of life.
And then I'm like, at the people's home after the funeral, and, you know, there's one guy who's all in black in the back porch, and he's like, did you want to sit down? I got to point it out. Well, no, I'm in a white skirt.
shirt. I don't want to get it dirty.
You got to make sure you can. Wearing white, that's a bold move just to any social event. I feel like I always get some sort of sauce or something on my white skirts or shirts whenever I wear them.
Anything white. I don't wear white. The only time I wear white is like if I know that I'm only just going to work and home.
Yeah.
But other than that, any type of event, no white.
Ramon, have you had an outfit fail before?
Yeah, I think it was at one of my dad's birthday parties. But yeah, I thought it was just going to be us, like my sisters and my nieces and nephews. So I just wore basketball shorts. And all of a sudden, like aunts and uncles and people I haven't seen in a while show up. And I'm like, oh, I thought this was just, you know, a little get together. So all night I had to hear, hey, what time we're playing basketball? or when you got a party at 6, but a basketball game at 7. I did one of my reverse Grinches, though.
Okay.
A little bit.
That makes up for all of it. I love it. That makes me feel a lot better. I still feel like I owe them an apology. I look so, like, miserable walking in there. They're all trying to celebrate and hear a dun, 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 dun. Play the Darth Vader music, you know?
Yeah.
Have you ever taken AM before?
No.
Oh, God. Consider yourself lucky. Man, has anyone ever had an ambient adventure? That's what I like to call them. Or a misadventure, I guess it should be. I tried taking it once and never again. I started hallucinating, like, I don't know. Like, I was on an episode of Stranger Things. It was so bizarre.
And it's for insomnia?
Yeah, I was having trouble sleeping. And so my doctor's like, hey, try some Ambien. And okay, so I tried it once. I thought I saw a little boy sitting in the corner of my bedroom with a blanket over his head. Like, it was just, I full on hallucinated. That's never happened to me before. I was like, I'm done. Never going to take this ever again.
When you saw the kid, like, did you say anything?
And I was like, why are you here? And Matt's like, oh my God, what is wrong with you? He's like, go to sleep. Like, just trying to get me to close my eyes. It was so bizarre. But my girlfriend, she takes it, and she takes it as needed. And she was telling me that the other night, the weirdest thing happened to her. So have you ever had something happen to you while taking Ambien? And what was it? 702-364-9400. So she said the other night her husband found her in the closet putting loose change from her purse into her mouth. Just like munching on nickels. Like they were Altoids or something.
What?
Yeah, he freaked out. He almost called 911, I guess, because he was like, what is happening? Is she having some sort of a like manic episode or what? She didn't remember any of it. But the next day he was telling her and she's like, I don't remember this. Like, this is bizarre. And I told her, I was like, man, that stuff, it can, I'm sure it helps a lot of people out there. But it really can mess with your mind for others. I feel like there's a lot of people who have had bad experiences with Ambien before.
I've never really heard of this drug until you introduced it to me just by talking about
it. Yeah.
And it's so crazy, but also fascinating that not only is it helping you sleep, but it's also hallucinating you that you don't have any recollection.
It's
That's
bizarre.
Weird.
What has anyone been ambient before? Did you like shop online and you woke up to see that you ordered a $500 beanbag, or maybe you texted an ex that you would never have done otherwise? 702-364-9400. Sally, do you take it, or does your husband take it?
My husband took it before, and he used to go out to the pool and dance around, skipping and jumping around and acting crazy. And he would, he tried to get in the car several times and drive somewhere and didn't remember a thing. I mean, he could have fallen and busted his head open and, you know, really hurt himself around the pool. But he did that a couple of times. I finally had to take it away.
Oh my gosh. That is it's so dangerous
to be dancing around at the pool. I mean, man,
like, it's funny at first until you realize like this could actually be a bad thing. Yeah, yeah. I'm glad that you took it away, Sally. Let's talk to Kai. Kai, what happened when you were ambient?
Oh my God. So I had a prescription for Ambien, and the first time I took it, I thought that my Power Ranger blanket was like coming into life and talking to me. And then I think I was really like tripping out, and I started trying to like give one, like t-
trying to hand it out. Like, here, take one to my animals. And my girlfriend was like, no, you can't do that. So I started to run away from her. And then I hid the bottle, apparently. And then I never found it ever again.
Oh, thank God. I'm telling you, like, I feel like these Ambien prescriptions end with, and I never took it again.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many stories of that. Valerie, what happened to you?
My husband had taken it because he couldn't sleep. And he didn't think it would take effect so quickly. And he picked me up from work. And on the way home, he was saying the sun was shooting rays at him. And he was trying to miss the sun's rays. And he hit the car in front of us. Just, you know, like bumper. Not real hard, but enough to call the police.
Oh, yeah.
And he said the sun was in his eyes.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Yeah. Our text line's literally blowing up here. Jen says, I took Ambien once before bed and woke up to an Amazon confirmation email for 14 silicone spatulas, 14 different colors. I don't even cook. from Carlos, my husband said, I got up, went to the fridge, took out a stick of butter, unwrapped it, and started brushing my teeth with it like it was a toothbrush. I remember none of this.
Wow.
Tina says, apparently I put on my prom dress from 2003, poured a glass of wine, and gave a toast to the Academy, then passed out in the hallway.
And the Academy Award goes to...
A toast to the Academy. What is wrong? Mike says, I baked brownies, full tray, oven on, but forgot to add flour. When I woke up, there was just a glass pan of hot chocolate sludge and a smoke alarm hanging by a thread.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, it is bad news. Let's talk to Chris. Chris, good morning. What happened when you were ambient?
Good morning. Yeah, so they prescribed that to me, and I had people saying, hey, I spoke to you last night, don't you remember? And I thought people were just messing with me. I realized that I was actually having an issue when I woke up one morning, and my ex was asleep on the couch.
Oh!
You accident.
And I'm like, what the heck are you doing here? And he goes, you don't remember? And I'm like, remember what? He goes, I came over last night for whatever reason. He goes, you answered the door and we were talking. Your eyes rolled back into the back of your head and you collapsed on the floor.
Oh, no. And was that the last time?
Yeah, that was the last time. I'm like, okay, obviously this is not for me.
Yeah, absolutely. same with Lori here, just texted. My boyfriend said, I stood at the foot of our bed and whispered, it's time to go now. Then I turned and walked straight into a wall.
What? I am tripping out about these. Are you sure that Ambien doesn't have any type of mushroom in it?
Don't ever take it, Steph. If you can avoid it, don't ever take it. I'm telling you, it is so messed up. I don't know how, like, this drug can do stuff. And it's like, it's not, like, it's funny, but it's not funny.
Yeah.
It's like, it's super scary if you think about it. It's really... Yeah, I'm glad that everyone kind of ended with a, and I never took it again, because, yeah, it's scary what it does to you.
I'm just going to stick with melatonin.
Yeah,
I'm
stick
good.
With that. You're good. All right, fine. Let's do this morning. It is time to win. Time to play Heads Up. Who wants tickets to see Sheryl Crow? She is going to be performing at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. That's going to be such a great venue to see her. And that show is on June 7th. Your tickets right now with Heads Up. You get to pick your category. And when you get six answers in 60 seconds, the tickets are yours. Caller 20, you get to play right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up. With Mercedes in the morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, we have our contestant. It's Sarah. Sarah, your caller 20.
Yay! Thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome. But don't say thank you yet. We still have to get you these Sheryl Crow tickets with Heads Up. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Grill Marks the Spot, Core Memories, Ride On, All in the Fam, or Lighten Up?
Let's do Grill Marks the Spot.
Okay, this week is National Hamburger Week, so these are all different fast food restaurants, okay?
Oh, man, okay.
Okay, just think fast food. We only have to get six. I think we've got this, okay?
All right, I'm ready.
You guys got this. Your 60 seconds for heads up. It starts now.
This is the home of the Big Mac.
McDonald's.
Yes. This is the home of the Whopper.
Burger King.
Yes. This is where you would get a double-double.
In-N-Out.
Yes. Oh, gosh. I've never been here. I've heard they give you like a ton of fries. Okay, pass. This is where you could get a taco or a hamburger.
Del Taco.
No, it's the other one. They're known for their tacos. They put like a slice of cheese in there.
Jack in the Box.
Yes. This place, you drive in and you park, and then they come out on roller skates and bring
Sonic.
You. Yes. This is, I'm going to pass on this one. This is where you would get like a bean burrito or a taco or...
Taco Bell.
Oh, well done. Okay, fine. Okay, this is the girl with red hair and pigtails.
Wendy's.
Yes.
Nice.
Okay. I guess you can't say taco when you're talking about Taco Bell.
It's all
this
good.
Is a place that sells tacos and there's Bell on there. So
that's the name.
Sarah, congratulations. You got these tickets to see Sheryl Crow. She's going to be at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan on June 7th, and you are in for free. Way to go. That's a ticket that we're going to have all week long. Same time tomorrow. I can't believe that this is the last month of school, and that means this is the last month of the school year to get our Teacher of the Month. We are looking for our May Teacher of the Month, but we need your help. We want to honor one teacher here in the Valley for all the great things that they do for their students. And our randomly selected May Teacher of the Month is going to get some really cool stuff. A $150 Visa gift card from Findlay Chevrolet. An additional $150 Visa gift card from our friends at Silver State Schools Credit Union. And that personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophies. Here's the thing. All you have to do is get your nomination in. Entries close on Friday, so do it as soon as you can. Go to our website, mix941.fm, click on the contest tab, and just tell us why your teacher deserves to be Teacher of the Month. Again, we're going to do a random draw, and they're going to walk away with some really cool prizes and the honor of being the May Teacher of the Month. So do that today, and thank you to Findlay Chevrolet and Silver State Schools Credit Union for making Teacher of the Month possible.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, the Golden Knights, they got Game 3 in the final seconds on Saturday night. Wow. Well, who watched? With 0.4 seconds left, Riley Smith's shot deflected off of Edmonton's Leon Draisaitl's stick and into the net. It gave the Golden Knights a wild 4-3 win over the Oilers on Saturday night. Now, it's now tied for the latest regulation game winner in Stanley Cup playoff history.
Oh my God.
The crazy roller coaster. Vegas came back from a 2-0 deficit, tied it up with two goals in 54 seconds, and then took the lead in the second. Edmonton tied it again late, but Smith's last-second heroics sealed the deal. Series stands at 2-1 Oilers. Game 4 is tonight in Edmonton, 6:30. Keep in mind, Vegas rallied without Mark Stone, who left with an upper body injury. They said he's probably not going to play tonight, but... oh my gosh, how stressful was that game?
I mean, watching that game, I felt like I was watching a movie, like a Miracle on Ice type stuff. Like, when Riley Smith went to skate around and there was a second left, I thought, okay, we're going into overtime, that's fine. But when he shot the puck and it bounced off of the other player's stick, I didn't notice it. I was like, what's going on? The refs are saying it didn't go in. But then you see William Karlsson like celebrating with Riley Smith. I'm like, what is going on? And for them to say that he shot it in 0.4 seconds, it was like witnessing awesomeness.
I loved how they did the slowdown to show that there was 0.4 left on the clock when it went in. And we all went crazy. It was so cool. So yeah. That'll be exciting. I definitely will be watching that game tonight for sure. Also, this morning, a lot of talk last week was about the new Pope. And have you ever witnessed something that was historical? Have you ever witnessed it in person? Harry Styles now can say that he has. He had the internet buzzing because he was spotted at the Vatican in Rome during the election of Pope Leo the 14th.
No way.
Yeah, he was seen in St. Peter's Square rocking a very incognito blue jacket, sunglasses. Fans could not help but react. A lot of people were making comments. Some of them were really funny. Some person wrote, little did the Pope know he was waving to Harry Styles. The conclave made history by electing the first U.S.-born Pope, Chicago native Robert Prevost, as the 267th pontiff. Meanwhile, Harry's been keeping things low-key since wrapping up his Love on Tour tour. Hopefully we hear something from him soon. There were sphere rumors, then there were not sphere rumors, then there was denial. I don't know what's going on. I just hope he comes back here soon.
Look at him going to the Vatican and witnessing history. And then I'm looking at the picture of Harry Styles there. You can totally tell it's him. Like, he's trying to be all incognito with a hat and sunglasses. Like, this is Harry Styles.
Yeah, I would pick him out of a crowd, no problem. Mm-hmm. It would be really easy. Some celebrities, not so easy. But yeah, for him, for sure, he would be easily recognizable. Finally, this morning, this is a classic wedding problem, okay? You start with two or three bridesmaids, and then you think, oh gosh, I can't leave this person out, or oh no, now we're at an odd number, we got to add another person, and it just grows and grows. Well, a woman in Northern Ireland, her name's Catherine Stewart, she just got married, and her wedding party was I'd say, slightly bigger than most. She ended up with 95 bridesmaids.
What?
95.
Not the wedding invite list.
That they were all bridesmaids. She said she started with 7 or 8, which is where most weddings kind of top out. But she runs a dance school. And eventually she just decided to include all of her dancers. Her new husband, Jack, did not follow suit. She had 95 bridesmaids. He had 8 groomsmen. The entire wedding was 250 people, and 103 of them were in the wedding party. So over 40% of the guests at the wedding were also in their wedding. All of them walked down the aisle, but Catherine said it went faster than you would think. And I guess photos were not a problem either, because they're dancers who know how to get information, organize themselves very quickly.
Yes.
I figured 95 bridesmaids had to be a record.
Okay.
But no, it's not a record.
No kidding.
A crazy American woman named Tina Ackles still wears the crown. She got married in Tampa, Florida in 2015 with 168 bridesmaids.
But like, why? That is so stressful, trying to get hundreds of people to wear the same color shade. Do they have everything on time? What's that bachelorette party look like?
Oh, I know. I'm looking at the picture, and a lot of these members are like young girls. So, you know, that bachelorette party, I don't think this whole party went to that, but still, that's just way too many. Way too many.
But think about it like this, because being a part of a dance team, you have to buy different outfits for each routine. So they probably are so used to buying something for one event and never wearing it again for the rest of their life.
Well, the thing is, I'm looking at them and I think the theme was either off-white or beige, because that's kind of what everyone is wearing, but they all have different dresses. So that helps, but that's always... You've been a bridesmaid before, mm-hmm. So you know. Is the selling point always from the bride when you buy your bridesmaid dress that you could totally wear it again for another occasion?
My sister-in-law, because I was her matron of honor, she goes, I will buy your dress for you because I know you're not going to wear it ever again in your life. I'm like, thank you for your honesty. You don't have to pitch me that. Yeah, I'm going to wear it again.
I've never once worn a bridesmaid dress ever again.
Yeah.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it is time for Jerk or Justified. If you ever have something you want us to bring up for Jerk or Justified, just send us an email. You can do that through our website at mix941.fm. We've been getting some really good ones, and we're trying to get to all of them, but we'd love to hear from you. Again, at our website, mix941.fm. Okay, this email is from someone who calls herself the real mom. Okay.
Oh.
So she writes, hey, Mercedes, I love your take on something that's been really bothering me. I share custody of my 10-year-old daughter with my ex-husband. He's remarried and his wife has has been in my daughter's life for a few years now. She's nice enough, and I don't have a major issue with her. Until recently. Last week, I overheard my daughter on the phone calling her stepmom, Mom. Not Abby, not my stepmom, just straight up Mom. I was shocked. I didn't say anything right away, but later I told my daughter that I didn't think it was appropriate. I explained that I'm her mom, and it feels disrespectful to hear her use that title for someone else. She said she didn't mean anything by it, but that she loves her stepmom and just got used to calling her that. Now I'm wondering, was I wrong to correct her? I feel like mom is something sacred, and I worked hard to be a good one. But maybe I overreacted? Am I a jerk? Or justified? Thanks, the real mom. Oh,
yikes.
702-364-9400 is our number. Before we discuss what we think, I think the best thing to do is go to someone who is a stepmom, and that is Sarah. Sarah, good morning. What do you think, jerk or justified?
Good morning. I think the mom is 100% justified. I have been a stepmother to my stepdaughters for over 11 years, and they have always called me Sarah out of respect for their mother.
What if they wanted to start calling you mom? How would you deal with that? What would you say?
Definitely already have dealt with that before, and we have conversations on honoring her mom's feelings and making sure that they know that that's what she wants to be called, and they can call me other things. They don't love the term stepmom, so I am their bonus mom. They call me Sarah, people that ask. Sometimes the girls don't want to get into all the details of their family tree, but they know that when it comes down to what they call me, I'm their stepmom. They call me Sarah first and foremost, even if there are other children in the house, which is okay with me.
That, to me, is just such a very, like, kind perspective, Sarah. Like, you could easily be like, well, hey, if they want to call me that, you know. And the fact that you're thinking of the mom like you are, I don't know. That just shows incredible kindness to me and maturity. And I don't know. I think it's a very cool thing that you are telling them, Sarah. Okay.
It's definitely come up. And they also had a stepdad, too. And so we've had this conversation many times. And the children are so loving and so open to having multiple adults in their life that they can love. But out of respect for others' feelings, there are definitely other names that you could be called. And we should keep that in mind and not hurt other parents.
That's an incredibly mature response, Sarah. Thank you so much. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. What do you think?
Well, at first, I mean, she's not completely a jerk, but I do think that the way that it's brought up to the daughter could be a jerk move. And I say this with hearing this after Sarah, it's having a respectable conversation with maybe your ex-husband and now wife and saying, hey, this does make me feel uncomfortable. Our daughter is calling Abby mom. And I think that's the conversation that needs to be had, is sitting down, being respectable about other people's opinions and saying, this is not what I would like for her to call her. Can we choose another name? I don't think she's completely a jerk, but I think the way she went about it is a jerk move.
I think maybe she was caught off guard, you know, and when you're caught off guard, you don't have like complete control. I know as an adult, we should have complete control over that, but
yeah.
I'm just trying to like put myself in this position. If Matt were remarried and he was married to someone who my kids really liked, first of all, I'd be happy. Because that's all I want. I don't want them to have someone in their life that they're fighting with. And I think that real mom, you're a human being with real feelings,
right?
You poured your heart and your soul into these kids, and then you hear someone else getting that title. I have to admit, I would be really hurt. It would sting, is what it would be. But at the same time, I'd be happy that they love her like that, that they call there. I think it's okay to be protective of that identity, you know? It defines the bond between you and your child. Maybe she's doing it, though, just out of comfort. You know, kids, they adapt really quickly. They do. And so it doesn't mean your feelings are invalid, but maybe I don't know, I'm trying to find an opportunity here, like a teaching moment. Maybe it's to help her understand that she can love and appreciate her without blurring the line between you two, mm-hmm. if that makes any sense. I don't know. I don't think you're overreacting. I think you're reacting like a mom who loves her kids deeply. And so I get it. But let's talk to Rodney. Rodney, good morning. What do you think?
So I've been in the situation for 15 years. Okay, so my children's dad wrote them a letter and said, I don't have a problem with you calling him dad because he is raising you and you can call him dad if you want. And I told the kids they could call me whatever they wanted. So it's the children's choice, not ours.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And we have a great relationship because the parents all get along really good and the kids all get along really good. Now, my ex-wife told my children they could not call her mom. And my children struggled with that for years.
Oh,
see,
you don't want to put the kids in that position, you know?
Correct. Let the children decide and live with the decision that the children decide.
So what do they call you, Rodney?
Some of the children call me dad and one calls me Rodney.
Okay.
Anybody call you Big Rod?
Nope.
Okay, yeah.
Can we call you Big Rod?
Maybe that's not the best name for a kid to call him.
You're right.
Rodney works. Let's go with that. Hey, thank you for your email. If you guys have any extra advice, send us an email. We'll forward them to Real Mom. And I'm really impressed with the way the step-parents have been handling this.
Yeah.
It's really mature. And at the end of the day, I think it's up to the kid. They get to decide what they want to call
you. What about Big Mama?
Big Mama! That works too. I don't know if you want to be called Big Mama, but that's always an option. It's Mix 94.1.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.